So you're excited about your business goals and are ready to make them happen. But there's just one thing getting in the way. This whole marketing and selling thing. You feel like you're doing what you're supposed to do, but no one's biting and you're definitely not making the number of sales you were hoping to make. And honestly, it just feels awkward and unnatural to constantly talk about what you have to offer. Have you ever been there? Does this sound like you? If so, then it's time to re-examine your approach to marketing and selling and make it easier and more natural for you. Today, I'm sharing my best tips and reminders for how to make selling simpler and actually even fun. Let's dive in. Hey there, I'm Shawn Miner, and this is Unstuck Entrepreneur. I'm a former nutritionist who turned a struggling, stressful nutrition practice into a thriving, freedom-filled online business where I work from home in my sweatpants while reaching and helping thousands of people all at the same time. Now I'm obsessed with showing other heart-centered coaches, practitioners, and solopreneurs how to build a business and life they love. Consider this podcast your safe space to learn both the inner work and practical strategies required to build the impactful, profitable business of your dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. That's right, hustle culture, not welcome here. Let's get into today's session. Hey, hey there, friends. Welcome back to Unstuck Entrepreneur. So happy to have you here and grateful for your support of this show. Today, we're going to have a candid conversation about selling. I really just want to have some real talk with you and see kind of where it leads us. Yes, I also have some tips and tricks for you, some reminders, some things to kind of hopefully reinvigorate you and provide some clarity around what you can do for your marketing and selling strategy. But also, we just got to have some real talk. So that's on tap for today. But first, before we do that, I want to share something that's been going on behind the scenes that I don't think I've had a chance to talk much about yet on the podcast. And that is my brand new course, Launch List Accelerator. So up until last week, Launch List Accelerator was only available bundled up along with Signature Program Lab. And it's kind of this full package experience so that you can build your signature program, but also then build your audience full of people who actually want your program. And you're doing all of that simultaneously so that you know when it comes time to launch your program, you have people who want in. You have people that are ready to buy. And it really makes for this magical experience, this great combination that sets you up for success. But also, while I was creating Launch List Accelerator, I purposely created it to also work wonders as a standalone course for the business owner who needs help getting their email list off the ground or reignited and really doing what their email list is supposed to do, which is to be a huge driver for your business. And I know for a fact, because I talk to a lot of you out there that are listening right now, I know that a lot of you don't have your email list started, or you maybe have gotten it started, but now you've kind of ghosted it. You're not doing anything with it. You're not sending emails. You have a couple emails that you have gathered, but you're not doing anything. And then there's also just so many questions around the email list, like how do I get people onto my email list? Why isn't anyone signing up for my email list or for my freebie? What do I say in my emails? How do I get people to open my emails? How do I use my emails to get people to buy from me? There's all these unknowns out there. And that is exactly why I put literally everything that you need to do and know to have a successful email list all in one place for you to go through and set up in your business and reference over and over again as you grow, as your business grows, as your email list grows. It's just this ongoing thing that will help and support you when it comes to your email list. So Launch List Accelerator really is for the business owner who hasn't even started their email list yet and really needs to get going like from scratch. Like, how do I even set up my email service provider? Which one do I use? All the way from that point. But also then for the business owner who has started their email list and now it's kind of gathering dust. Like, you haven't done much with it. You haven't emailed in a while. You've ghosted it. That's what I call it. You've ghosted your list. And I will show you how to unghost your list in LLA. And then also for the business owner who has an active email list, and maybe you are even emailing them, but it's not growing. You're not getting more people to join, and or the people that are on your list aren't taking the next step and working with you. So we cover it all in this program, and it is for all of those people. So whether you're just starting out, or you know, you've ghosted, or you have an email list that is active, but it's just kind of stagnant, that is who this is for. Now, friends, I know you know this. I know you know this, but let me just remind you, your email list is your most valuable business asset. It is one of the very few things that you actually own in your business and have complete control over, unlike any other audience that you're currently building, whether it's through social media or even on your podcast, the people that read your blog posts, whatever it is, that all is out of your control. It is not in your ownership. Your email list is. So it is your most valuable business asset, and it is where the vast majority of your income will be made. You will make money via your email list. And, you know, we're talking specifically about marketing and selling today. Hey, guess what? A huge chunk of your marketing and selling will be by way of your email list and those emails that you send out and what you say in those emails, and not just about sending the emails, but what are you putting in those emails, and are people opening them? Are people reading them? Are people taking action on them? If the answer is no, there are some very simple solutions, and we cover that in LLA as well. And not only is your email list your most valuable business asset, where your money will be made in your business, it is also the very first thing that you need to do in your business. The very first thing is to get your email list flow set up and working for you on autopilot. That is the important thing, because once it's on autopilot, you can take that off your plate, know it's working behind the scenes for you, and then do the other things in your business, even like build your website once you've started building your list. You do not need a website to start building your email list. Okay. You can do that, get that set up on autopilot, and then do the other things to get your business off the ground so that when you're ready to take clients or you have your program to launch or whatever it is that is your paid offer, you have someone to sell it to. Otherwise, we're in a little bit of a pickle because we have a business and we have no audience. We have no one that is knowing or interested in our work. And then, you know, we get confused. We think that no one wants our stuff. All the things we're going to talk about today when it comes to selling, we have a situation there. But if you start with your email list as the very first thing you do in your business, get it up and running on autopilot, which we'll do together in LLA, and then work on the rest of your business so that you have that all set up and ready to go the second you want to start taking clients or you want your program to be open. Literally no business owner has ever said, I wish I would have waited to build my email list. That is not something that has ever come out of anyone's mouth. Okay. So let's not have that be you. Let's get you started right here, right now on building an email list that actually works for you and creates this really lovely ecosystem in your business, regardless of social media, regardless of your website traffic, regardless of how many people listen to your podcast, you have an email list. Okay. So head over to seanminor.com/list and check it out. Learn more. See if it's the right thing for you. There's also a special introductory offer over there that will be up for the next 2 weeks. I cannot wait to support you and just see how your business grows as your email list grows on autopilot, my friends. Let's not forget that part. It does not have to be time consuming either, which is just lovely. All right, let's get into this episode and talking a little bit more about selling and marketing. We've actually had a few episodes over the past couple weeks that have been specifically geared toward marketing and selling. I shared with you my plan for the week in order to get all of my marketing things done each week. And a lot of you really got a lot of value and tips out of that episode. So if you haven't listened to that, be sure you go back two episodes ago. I believe it's episode 145, and check that one out. I think it will help you plan your marketing strategy, especially after today's episode. I want to start, usually I share a quote, and really this is a quote, but it's not from any sort of book or anything like that. It's actually from another podcast that I listened to recently. And I, like, as soon as I heard this, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to share this on Unstuck Entrepreneur because you need to hear this. And it is some real talk. And this podcast, it's called The Jasmine Star Show. If you don't know Jasmine Star, she does social media strategy. And I followed her for a few years. I really like her work and I really love her real talk. She is not afraid to just tell it like it is. And so this is why I'm drawn to her podcast episodes and just what she has to share. And so she recently had an episode. She doesn't have them numbered, I don't believe, but it was titled, You Won't Have a Successful Business If You Won't Do This. It's a short episode. I want to say it's like 15 minutes long, but it is very powerful. So I do recommend you go and listen to that episode once you're done here. But in that episode, she said this, if you want to have a business, you have to make the conscious decision to also become a marketer. This hit me to the core, not only because I resonate with it so much. Everything I'm going to share with you today is something that I had to go through too. I struggled with as well. I think I've shared with you before here many times that the first few years of my business were a struggle, not making the income that I needed, barely able to cover the bills and going into debt as soon as I had any medical expenses come up. That was all a difficult thing to deal with. And then trying four times to create an online program that nobody bought. Four times, four different programs, no buyers, $0 in sales. And I had to finally come to the realization that it's because I didn't know how to market and sell myself. As you know, if you've listened to this show, I am very open that I am not a natural marketer. It does not come easy to me. Has it gotten significantly easier over the past 10 years of being in business? Yes, absolutely. But for a long time, I did not make that conscious decision to also become a marketer. I was choosing to stay in the place of being a personal trainer, of being a nutritionist who had their own business. And until I got real with myself and said, yeah, I'm a nutritionist, but I'm also an entrepreneur. I'm also a digital CEO. I'm also someone who markets and sells themselves. And I am going to put that hat on as well. I'm going to get over myself, to get over my fear, to stop telling myself that that's not who I am. And I'm going to make the conscious decision to become a marketer. And so when Jasmine said that, it just so resonated because I had to do that myself. It was a very conscious thing. It was flipping that switch and making that decision. And that's why I wanted to do this episode because I think a lot of you might be there right now too. You are prior to that flip being switched for you. You haven't yet made the conscious decision to become a marketer. You have this amazing service or program or course or membership to offer, and no one's buying it. And so then you think you're a failure, or you're not cut out for this, or no one's interested. What you have isn't valuable enough. You have all these things about what you have to offer, when in reality, you're not being a marketer. You're not putting on that hat, and you're not selling what you have to offer. And yeah, you might be creating content and providing a lot of value, which is great. And that's definitely part of the marketing puzzle. It is important that you give your audience the space and time to get to know you and like you and trust you. And you will do that through this content. And by doing that, then they will be ready to buy, but they still have to be marketed to. They have to know what you have to offer. They have to understand what your service is or what your product is, and that it is for them. And you're not doing that. You're just hoping that, you know, by suggesting that maybe you have something to sell, that they'll take you up on that. And that's just not how it works. We as consumers want and need to be sold to. Yes, we want to be sold to, because then we have the confidence to know that we're making the right decision. And without that knowledge, no one's going to buy. Your customers aren't going to buy from you, and you're not going to buy from someone else. We're all consumers. We all have a very similar brain when it comes to spending money. So you have to understand that that is part of being in business. And let me just be real with you right now. And this may come off as harsh. I don't want it to be. Please know it's out of love, because I want nothing more than for every single one of you listening to have a super successful business. Like, let's all become millionaires, okay? I want you to know this. If you don't want to market your business, then keep it a hobby. Keep it a hobby, keep it something that you do on the side because you're passionate about it, and find another way to make money. So if you don't like sharing about what you do, who you can help, why it's important, why they need it, why you're the right person for them, what they'll experience with your help, if you're not comfortable doing that over and over and over again, consistently on a very regular basis, then keep it a hobby. Again, not trying to be harsh, but wanting to save you the struggle if you're not willing to make the conscious decision to become a marketer. Because having a business, any kind of business, requires you to be that marketer and requires you to learn how to sell. Now, notice I'm saying these words become, I'm saying these words learn how to, because it doesn't mean that you have to be good at it from day one. You have to know exactly what you're doing from day one. You're never going to struggle. You're never going to make a mistake. You're never going to feel uncomfortable again. You're never going to say something embarrassing. No. It is a process. These are all learned skills. They are things that improve and become more natural as you go. But you have to be willing and open and committed to this process, committed to learning and developing these skills as you go. You can't wait until you've got it all figured out before you start attempting to market and sell, because that's never going to happen. You're going to be waiting for something that will never change, because the learning and growing is in the doing. And so today, I want this potentially to be the switch that flips for you. If you are someone that is struggling with marketing and selling yourself and your business, which if you're in a service-based business, then you're marketing and selling yourself. If you're struggling, then is it because you haven't flipped that switch to make the conscious decision to become a marketer? And are you ready to do that now? And if you're not, then is it something that is better kept as a hobby and you find another way to make an income? And let me remind you, this is coming from a place of knowing. I have been there too. I have been in this place where I had to get real with myself and be like, this isn't working. I have to put on a different hat. I have to do something different. I want this to work. I want to make money doing this. I want to make a lot of money doing this. And that means I have to learn how to market and sell, because just putting together a program and, you know, sharing about it a few times on social media and hoping someone will bite, that's not cutting it anymore. It made me exactly $0. So what can I do differently? I am ready to learn. I am ready to try. I am ready to grow. And I am ready to just get messy with it and just get started on doing something different. So if that is something you are ready to do, I want to give you some tips to make it feel a little maybe simpler, I guess I would say, maybe a little more clear, a little less complicated, something like that. I have some tips for you. Now, does this mean it's not going to ever feel uncomfortable? It's not going to be scary ever? No. Does this mean it will automatically start feeling natural and easy to you? Nope. But it will give you a new frame of reference. That is my hope. Perhaps a new mindset around selling, and hopefully get you recharged and feeling more confident about what you're really doing here and why it's important. And that really is the overall goal. So a few things for you to remember as you get started on becoming a marketer. First of all, understand your blocks. If you find marketing and selling to be a real struggle, like you are majorly resistant to it, not even majorly, if you're just at all resistant to it, then you have a block. And as you know, if you have been a listener of the show for a while, those blocks come from your ego voice. They are beliefs held in your subconscious mind that keep you stuck in a bubble based on what your subconscious programming has decided to be true, which isn't actually true. And so the first step always when you are struggling with something or you do feel this sense of resistance towards something is to figure out what those blocks are. Because once you understand them, then you can actually work with them instead of feeling blocked by them. And even just understanding what they are, seeing them for what they are and why they're there, automatically makes them dissolve a little bit. It makes them a little less potent, I guess. And as you continue working alongside of them, they will slowly dissipate more and more and more. Does that mean they're ever gone? No. Does that mean they won't show up in other forms? Of course not. But knowing they're there and being able to see that is so powerful in helping you get over it and move past that resistance. So a lot of times, you know, we all have this muck when it comes to selling because there is this stigma around selling of it being like this used car salesman vibe where you're being slimy and sleazy and annoying. And that's not the case. Like you, I know anyone listening to this show does not put off that vibe no matter how hard you try. You just don't. So you might, though, still have that thought that you will be annoying to your audience. You'll look slimy or feel salesy, like people will judge you or dislike you if you start marketing and selling yourself. Or, this is an important one, is it because of what will happen once people buy? Like, this is so big, you guys, and I don't know if enough of you are really exploring this idea. Like, are you afraid that people will buy? Because then there's this chance that what you have to offer, whether it be, you know, your one-on-one services or a program or a course or a workshop or a membership or whatever it is, it won't live up to their expectations, or that you won't actually be able to help them or to deliver on the promise that you offered. Do you potentially feel like you're not good enough or qualified enough to have someone buy from you? Do you feel like you're not worthy of someone actually paying you money to help them? These are all big, big blocks. I think that you can agree. And I think you probably have some exploring to do here and to see if any of that resonates. Of course, this is where I always recommend getting out a piece of paper or your journal and just kind of letting yourself write about your resistance, your thoughts, your fears around selling and marketing, and just get real with yourself. No one else is ever going to read that, but you have to get honest and real and do a little brain dump, a little ego dump of what's really going on as to why you don't want to be a marketer or you aren't making that decision to become a marketer. This is where we can really get some answers. And you know, like I said, just knowing that that exists and that is something that you have working against you means that you can also make the decision to move through it or move alongside it or choose a different thought. We always have that option to choose a different thought and choose a new path, knowing that that thought is still there, but seeing it and allowing it to come through, like I said, it automatically makes it dissipate because you can understand, you can prove to yourself that there is another way of thinking and being. So first thing, understand your blocks. Once you've done that, then we can start reminding ourselves what it really means to sell and market your services. So see it for what it really is. What you're selling is important. It's potentially life-changing. It is not something that's like a as seen on TV kind of gimmick thing here. You are selling something really extremely valuable to the person that needs it, which is your dream client or your niche. This is your opportunity to help someone else. And so when you sell what you have to offer, you are being of service to that person or those people. And quite frankly, not selling is doing a disservice to that person that needs your help, because that means they're still not getting the help they need because you are not putting out there what will help them. So it is a disservice not to sell, which means in no way, shape, or form is that sleazy or slimy or annoying. When you have something that will be life-changing to someone else and you openly communicate about that, there's nothing sleazy or annoying about that. So here's a really good example. At the beginning of this episode, I told you about a new paid offer that I have available to you. Did you think that I was slimy and sleazy? Did you feel pressured or annoyed? Did you think, oh, I'm never gonna consume anything else this person ever has to share with me for free because they took 5 minutes to share about something paid? Of course not. I really hope you didn't. And if you did, please let me know. But I highly doubt it. And if there is someone that did, it wasn't the right match anyway. It wasn't a good fit for us to ever work together. And so they're gone. And that is fine too. But for you to take some time to talk about something that you have that is super valuable and helpful to the right people amongst all of this free content that you are also providing, there's nothing wrong with doing it. You are providing such a great service to the people that need your help by sharing what you have to offer. So see it for what it really is. Next up, get excited about your offer. I think this is something that seems so obvious, but I think a lot of this gets lost as you go about your business trying to get some sales. You should be proud of what you have to offer. Be proud of who you can help and how you can help them. That is something that should really shine through for you as you continue to share about it. And if it's not, then take the time to reconnect with what you do and why you do it. Remember why you are here. Remember the importance. Remember your purpose and get reinvigorated around it. I just think this can really get lost in the shuffle when you are trying to sell something and nobody's taking you up on that offer, then, like I said, those other thoughts come in like, nobody wants this. I'm not good at this. Maybe this isn't right for me. You know, we have all those thoughts, and it takes away from the initial excitement and pride of what you do and why you do it. Whereas if you stay connected to that and then move from that place and share about it from that place, there's an entirely different vibe to it, a whole different energy around it, and that is what will attract the right people. So remember this, people aren't buying because you're not selling, not because they don't need or want what you have to offer, and not because it's not a good offer. They just aren't learning enough about it to make that decision because you're not selling it to them. And when you remember that, then you can reinvigorate yourself about your initial offer and get that excitement back and then move from there. Next up, focus on who you're helping and why it's important. And not just in your head like we just talked about, so that you can remind yourself of why you do what you do and get reinvigorated around it, but also in your marketing. This is what I call magnetic messaging. It's how you talk about what you do. And it's something I teach in every single one of my programs because it really is that important. It really will guide you through all of your marketing if you really put the time and energy into understanding your messaging, and it makes it 1,000 times easier to do all of it. And when you work on your magnetic messaging and you get back to who you help and why it's important, then you use those words and phrases to talk about your offer. And that is what will give people the information they need to make the decision to hit that purchase button. And in this magnetic messaging, what you're really doing is speaking to the transformation, that before and after that will happen for the person that you want to help, like where they are now in the struggle with the problems, with the symptoms, with the things that they can't figure out, that they want to get rid of, and then the after, their point B, when they have figured that out, when the symptoms are gone, when they're feeling better, when they're reconnected, and also what they'll experience during that transformation, how it will feel, what they'll do, what they can expect, and then most importantly, why they need it. So what will happen, what their life will look like when they're at their point B, when they've gotten rid of these problems or symptoms, when they're not struggling anymore with this certain thing, how that will improve their life and why it is needed. And once you've really gotten clear on all of this, and in my programs, I give you 29 questions that will really clear all of this up for you. And then you just take that exact language and use that in everything that you do when it comes time to market and sell your services. And like I said, it makes it a total no-brainer way to talk about what you have to offer. So focus on who you're helping and why it's important when you talk about your offer. When you are marketing and selling, you don't need to focus on all of the modules and everything they're going to get and, you know, the bonuses. Like, that is all great and you can definitely and should talk about that, but don't do it before you talk about that transformation, because the transformation is what is going to sell them. So by the time they get to the point where they hear like how many coaching calls they get or how many hours they get to work with you, they're already sold. They already know that it's for them. They already know they need it. They already know what they will get out of it and the transformation that's going to happen. And that's just icing on the cake. All right. So now we're going to take all of this that we just went over and you're going to commit to openly, honestly communicate about what you have to offer. You're going to come from the heart. There's no need for your head to get involved here, because that means your ego is going to chime in. And then all those stories that you just found out that you have about selling, about asking for money, about having people go through your services, all that will start chiming in. And we just don't need that here. So instead, lead with your heart and commit to this open, honest conversation or communication about what you have to offer, why it is needed, who it is for, what they'll experience, why they need it. I think I just said that, but I'm saying it again because it's so important. All the good stuff. Just focus on conveying the importance. Focus on conveying the value that is within what you have to offer. And then the last thing, you are doing it more. Doing all of this more and doing it consistently. More commitment that you are going to have to make the conscious decision to do. Talk about it more and do it consistently. So a few reasons why. First of all, the rule of seven, I think I've said this like a million times here before, it never gets old. Remember this, the marketing rule of seven. It takes someone seven times of hearing or seeing or reading about something before they take action on it. This is a study. It has been shown to be true. On average, seven times of hearing, seeing, reading about something before they actually take action. So you talking about your paid offer once or twice or three times isn't going to cut it. It needs to be consistent. It needs to be more frequent than you probably feel comfortable doing at this point, to be honest, because we still have those stories. But now you can go back and see what you're doing for what it really is, which is this service. And you know the blocks that you have around it and you can work around that. And now you can do it more. You can stay in integrity. You can openly, honestly communicate about what you have to offer from the heart and just do it more. I think that's the biggest thing that I see is I hear from clients that they aren't getting the sales they were hoping to get. And when it actually comes down to it, they've barely talked about it, you know, like a couple times, and then no one took action. And so they just assume that it's a bad offer when really it just wasn't enough. You have to do it more. You have to do it consistently because of the rule of seven. But then also, the more you do it, the easier it gets. As I said at the beginning, these are learned skills. Very few of us are natural marketers and sellers. Now, there are some that are, and that's great, and I am very envious of you, but this is not something that comes naturally to most of us. It is something that takes practice, and it is a learned skill that gets easier as you go. and gets more refined as you go, because not only do you just get more comfortable, but also you learn more about what works and what doesn't, especially for your specific audience. Like, okay, when I said that, I got some response, I got some interest, people replied. And then when I said that, oh, that doesn't really seem to resonate, so maybe I won't continue on down that road. You just learn so much by doing, but you really need to do. And it, again, I really want you to go back to what you are saying. Marketing is all about the words that you are or are not using. And if the words you're currently using aren't landing, then you gotta switch it up. And the only way to know that they're not landing is because you try. You're not going to know that until you put it out there and you get the data from that. But go back to what you are saying. If you ever feel stuck when it comes to getting sales, remember your words. People do not want to hear about the number of sessions they get and how long they'll last. First, they need to know that it is for them specifically, and that they will get the help they need and why they need that help. They really, really, really need to connect with that first, and then they can find out how many sessions they get and, you know, the PDFs that are involved and all the other goodies. That's fine. But first, you have to use your words to connect with them on a deeper level and let them know the service that you provide. And do it from the heart. That is where you will really reach the people that you want to help. So I know that was a lot. It's a lot to take in. I do hope that you are in this place where you are ready to make that conscious decision to become a marketer, to put that marketing hat on and have this dual purpose for yourself. Yes, you have a business that helps other people with this really amazing thing. So you are that person, but you also have a business. And so you are the person that sells things. You are a marketer of yourself. You need to have this dual role to have the business that you want to have. All right. And with that, I will wrap it up. I hope this helped you. Please let me know. Send me a DM over on Instagram at Unstuck Entrepreneur if this resonated with you. It really means a lot to me to hear from you and get to know you and your business a little better. And I'm happy to help with anything that I can. Head over there at Unstuck Entrepreneur on Instagram. And remember seanminer.com/list if you are ready to get your email list started, which, like I said, you were ready like yesterday. You needed to do this yesterday. So if you didn't do it yesterday, let's do it today and we can get started over there at seanminer.com/list. All right, my friends, until next time, take care. Hey friend, real quick before you go, don't forget to head over to my website and take the quiz to find out your solopreneur personality type. I've created a super fun, super informative 2-minute quiz that will show you which one of the 4 solopreneur personality types you fall into. Could it be the boss, the socialite, the visionary, or the supporter? Which one are you? Not only is it just fun to know more about yourself, especially as it relates to your business, but it's also really important information so you can be sure that you're building a business that works for you based on your energy, your personality, and your desires. Did you ever take those quizzes from the Cosmopolitan magazine back in the day? It's kind of like that, but with actual solid questions and real helpful tips and advice at the end. You can find the What's Your Solopreneur Personality Type quiz right on the homepage of my website at seanminer.com. Head there now to take the quiz, then let me know over on Instagram at Unstuck Entrepreneur what your type is. I'll see you over there.